Okay, so we're going to try to get back to Resh Mem Tes, maybe even to finish Resh Mem Tes, we'll see. Doubt we will. But, Chavad Matan Torah, I just wanted to speak a little bit for a few minutes. Halacha, it's really not brought in Hilchas Tzedaka, but it's Halacha, it's Negeah, Ben Mr. Hilchas Tzedaka and Maaser Ksafim. And that's the beginning of Siman Resh Mem Vav, which is Hilchas Talmud Torah. So over there, the place can bring the Halacha of this Heskim called the Heskim of Yisachar and Zvulun. So, Lamaisa, it starts really in the Midrashim. There's no clear Gemara. We'll see there's a small Gemara in Saita which has a mashmos to this idea. But really it starts in the Midrashim. The Midrashim point out by the bracha of Yaakov Avinu, by the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, and by Yechi, and Zeis HaBracha. So there, the order is switched. And Zvulun is placed before Yisachar, even though really in the age it should go Fakert. Zvulun l'choyf yamim, Yisachar chamar goyim. And by the bracha Moshe Rabbeinu, smach Zvulun b'tesecha, Yisachar b'yalecha. So the Midrashim point out that what's pshat that the Torah put them out of order, that Yaakov Avinu and Moshe put them out of order. So Chazal bring in the Midrashim over there in the two places that they had some kind of shutfus and heskin between them, Yisachar and Zvulun. That Zvulun was Isaac Prakmatio in business and they took care of Yisachar's tzrachim. Yisachar was Isaac Batayra. And Memela Eitzchayim Hil Machazik, above the Medrash says. So Memela Zvulun comes first because Yisachar's Limanat Torah was only Ayyadei Zvulun. Fine. So Maisa, these are Midrashim. It's brought in Medrash Rabbah and Tanchuma in different places. So L'chari, we could have understood that that's what it is, that, you know, Midrashei Chazal telling us the Gevaldiga Milo of supporting Torah and giving tzedakah to Limud HaTorah. And then it says in Resh Mem Tes, at the end, I don't know if everyone got there, in Sif Tezvav Tezayin, the Mechar B'der brings from the Maharik, that the Maharik learns based on Yerushalmi, that in the Milos of tzedakah that Resh Mem Tes is discussing, so the highest Milo of tzedakah is Beis HaKnesses, and even higher than that is to take care of sick people, and the highest Darg of tzedakah in Sif Tezayin over there, Mitzvah Tzedakah in the Arim, Lulmud Torah, other from mitzvahs basic nesses. That's even the highest darg of mitzvahs tzedakah is to support limud haTorah and specifically aniyim to learn Torah. So memela, you have a medrash that's telling us the gevaldiga miles of tzedakah for limud haTorah, and it's taka maybe a little negeil halacha lamaisa if you have an adifus to give to one of the others. So for limud haTorah, it's the highest level of tzedakah. But over here in Resh Mem Vav, the Rishonim and the Poskim Radi Mavur, that they didn't understand this to just be a drush about the miles of tzedakah. They learned here a new halacha that the Torah is being mechadish to us, a shutfus, that shayich l'doris, of Yisachar and Zvulun. That l'doris, two people could get together and make a heskin. That one person will be the Zvulun, he'll be Isaac and Prakmati, and he'll take care of the Yisachar, and Yisachar will sit and learn. And they'll have some kind of shutfus and heskin where they split the schar. Zvulun gives him money, and Yisachar somehow gives him the schar from his learning. So it starts basically in the tour. The tour in Resh Mem Vav brings from these midrashim, and he really in Resh Mem Vav, what's the halach over there? They call Ishi So Chayav Talmud Torah. Everyone's Chayav to learn Torah. Afilu Ani, Afilu Ashir, Bal Yisurim, Ani Amach Shal Psachim, Afilu Bal Ishu Banim. That seems to be the biggest chiddush in the Mechaber. State that they're all Chayav Talmud Torah. And then Zok the tour, but let's say someone can't, either because he doesn't have any idea, he doesn't know how to read, he doesn't have anyone to teach him, or because he pasha doesn't have any time, he's too tired in his parnasa, he's starving, he has to work. So then what should he do? Yaspik la'achirim ha'loimdim, v'techoshev lo'i ki'ilu lo'imed ba'atzmai. And Hagadara, Ki'ilu Loimed Ba'atzmai. And the Torah brings, Kemoy Shadarshu Chazal, Smach Zvulun, B'teisach V'yisachar Ba'olecha. That there's some kind of shutfus that makes it not just like a regular tzedakah supporting someone, supporting aniyim, but it's Smach Zvulun, B'teisach V'yisachar Ba'olecha, is Ki'ilu Hu Loimed Ba'atzmai. So Lamaisa, from the Torah itself, it's mashma that all you have to do is support someone in learning. Yaspik L'Achirim Ha'loimdim. It's not mashma that you have to make any kind of real, like, you know, contract. You have to make any kind of real heskim, you just support people. And by this supporting is different than other tzedakahs. You get a special segula and ma'ilu ki'ilu your lemid ba'atzmai. What's that?
It says Resh Mem Vav tzedakah.
I'm saying the mashmaos of the tour is that, what are you doing? You're basically just giving money to someone to learn. Okay, but we'll see, you're right. It's not pashut tzedakah. I mean, it's mashma, you don't have to make any kind of special deal or contract. It's just, it's basically you're giving tzedakah, you're supporting someone to learn, and but the mele, you're zeichet ha-hechir ha-dargaz of ha-hechir ha-segulas is a different level of tzedakah, where you're kilu hulay mir'atzmai. Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef over there brings from Bein Yeruchim, that's what the Ramah quotes over here, the Lashon of Bein Yeruchim, sounds a little different. Shteitin Ramot from the Rabbein Yeruchim. Yachol Adam lahasnoisim chaveira. You can make a tnai. Koydim shu oisik batayra. Shehu yasik batayra. Vehu yamti loy parnasa. Vyachloik imoy beschar. So state already that not just to go support someone and mela yuzoich to these madregas, but rather a person can make a tanai pashit, a heskim, a contract. They could sit down and make a deal. I'm going to learn. They'll support me, and we'll split it. We'll split my learning. And we'll split your schat. And the ma'aseh he's bringing it there from the Gemara and Saita and Daf Chafalef that this only could be done. This is how Rabbi Yerucham understood the Gemara over there. That this only could be done beforehand, before he starts learning. But after you learn for 2 years, you can't go sell your Talmud, the schar of your Talmud Torah. Al zeh zok the Gemara, it's boiz yavuzuloi. You can't buy and you can't sell the schar, but beforehand you can make a deal that taka will be a shutzvus that he'll take half your schar. So lemaisa, there's different mashmos in here from the Mechaber and from the Rama. And the emes is in the poiskim and the Rishonim already, there's taka mashmos that there were two different havanas how to understand the whole idea of Yisachar and Zvulun. So there's a tshuva from the Maram al-Shakir, one of the early Achrayinim, the Shach quotes from him here a day a lot. So there's a tshuva from the Maram al-Shakir in Kuf Aleph, so he brings a tshuva from Haigun. And basically Rav Haigun was asked more or less this type of a shayla, in terms of Yisachar Zvul, in terms of taking money to do mitzvahs, taking money from the entire and to kind of give the schar to the person who'll pay you to do mitzvahs. So Maisa, Rav Haigun over there is connected the whole thing in Gansi. He says, not shayach klal kal, there's no such thing as selling schar for mitzvahs, it's schar for Torah. And he speaks very sharp there in the tshuva, hayachshev kimat and schar shal mitzvahs davar sheyisei odem b'cheiko, you think you like carry it around, you could sell it and make, you know, business deals with it. Sheyitin zeh matan schar shal zeh, it's not shayach b'chlal. And Maisa's mavurin of haigun, that's lo mishaneh before or after. It doesn't make a difference if it's before he learns or after he learns, even if you make a contract and alt, doesn't go. You can't sell schar mitzvahs and Talmud Torah for money. The Maisa, okay, so we'll see. The Maisa, the Gemara in Soita is Takamashma. It's not how Rabbi Haigun is learning, it's how Rabbi Yerucham learned that afterwards is already more of bizayin. It's not like you're taking it. So kilu sa'ayu b'chaykecha. It's like you're taking it in your pocket and you're making a transaction with it. Right. The Maisa the Rishonim say Rabbi Yerucham's mashma there Taka won't work in the end of the day. The Torah maybe was mechadish this idea of the shutva is only milachatchila if you stole it back like that milachatchila. So Lemaiser of Haigun says it's not Shaykh Klal. He brings the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there is Mashma only before, it's an issue of before and after. So Rabbi learns a different Pshat in the Gemara over there. And Itaka brings that Avado, like the Gemara says, Shimon Achi Azaria of Yerchanan de Beinasiya, that there were Amoraim who were supported by their brothers, by other people to learn Torah. Ubi Yoser, Misha Ozer, Oiskin Batayr, Mitzvahs, Lahafnus, Lubosim, Asakba, someone who helps someone to learn Torah and Mitzvahs. Avado Yishlo Schar. Avazok of Haigun, Haschar Shi Yishloi, Al Pi'ulasoihu. It's not pshat that they're making a deal that you're learning, I'm going to actually take some of your schar Talmud Torah. Just al pe'ulasa, from the fact that I'm supporting you and learning, from my pe'ula of giving you money, I'm going to get a special schar for that. So it's taka mashma like the Torah's mashma, like the Mechaber brings. It's mashma that the etzim, soif kol soif, it's just really tzedakah.
No special deals,
right? You're just giving him extra money. But al zeh, on this type of tzedakah, like in the end of Reish Mitesma, Rick brings from Yishalmi, this the highest darg of tzedakah is your zeicha to the special milas and sekulas of Yisachar Zvulun. That it's kilu your loymid ba'atzmai.
It says not really yotzechiv Talmud Torah.
Yeah, so the Rabbi doesn't say anything about being yotzechiv, but okay, so it's mashmanat, but let's see. So 1 second. So Rabbi Taka says that there's no special deals, and Avad is not shaykh to sell schar b'chal. Just there's a mashman here, there's a higher darg of stock, and mail is your zeich, the special school is kilu hu loymid ba'atzmai. So this is mitzad echa. Mi'idach kisa, the Beis Yosef has in his tshuvas, Avkis Reichel and Simon Beis. So there, Hitaka says, Lahedya, if you want it, he was asked the same shayla, could someone sell part of his schar of Talmud Torah? He says, you could do it. But he says, you have to make a heskem erosh, you have to Taka sit down and make some kind of agreement. Lavdafka, there has to be a shtar in a contract, you have to sit down and make a heskem. And Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef Taka says, if you make the heskem, it's ki'ilu, the Yisachar is learning half the day and working half the day, and the Zvulun is learning half the day and working half the day. So you yetzi mitzvah Talmud Torah in any idea, but lemaisa of the schar Talmud Torah, it's mashma the Beis Yosef. You're making a heskem, you take a song, you have your schar Talmud Torah. What's that? If he learns less, right? Right. This is the shayla. What happens if he's Yisachar doesn't learn?
Why does it be he is losing half? Why can it be that by learning that he gets half and he still gets full day learning?
Well, that's not a shutzvah. I mean, it sounds like he's making a real heskem. The pshat is. Yeah, the pshat is, what does it mean he's learning half a day? It means, l'umas, the schar he would have gotten for learning a whole day, he's only getting schar for learning half a day, because the other half of the day, the schar is going to the zvulun. Now he's losing the schar. Okay, so Maisa, let's see. Maisa, I'll pee these two mahalachim, whether this is just like some kind of glorified staka, and really it's just there's a special segula for this type of staka to support someone in learning, or it's taka a heskim and a shutfas and a pashat, a business deal. So Maisa, there's a lot of nafkaminas. So let's see. So Rav Moshe, in the new chelak in the Igros Moshe, so he has a big arichos about this whole Indian, and he takes on very, very stark, like the mashmos here of the Rabbein Yeruchim and of the Shach, that is pashat heskim. And Akadei Kach, so what you're pointing out, Rav Moshe points out, he says, it has nothing to do with hilchos tzedakah. It has nothing to do with being poor, Betzim. It could be a rich Talmud Chacham also. Zokter, it's in hilchos Talmud Torah. It's a special halach from hilchos Talmud Torah. You can make a heskim and a shutfes. Masha, Zokter Moshe, Masha, lo matzinu b'shar mitzvah. Lo matzinu, that, you know, if I had lakas ner Chanukah, I can make a deal with you that, you know, I'll sell it to you and get a special halach in hilchos Talmud Torah. It's mischadish in the parish of Yisachar and Zvulun. You can make a shutfes. So, and Memeil don't do it stuck, and it's taken emes a shutfes. So Moshe there, based on this, so comes out a lot of nafkaminas, big arichas over there. So let's speak out four different nekudas Moshe says based on his mahalach. So first of all, Moshe says, like it's mashma, about this is a chiddush, it's not stam, it's stalka ba'alam, it's a chiddush that the Torah is b'mechadish, a new type of a shutfus. So he says it has to be like Moshe matina by Yisachar and Zvulun, like it's mashma from the shach and from the ramah, it has to be half and half. The Zvulun can't go and just give you a little $200 a month and he's making $10,000 and Meil get half your schar. It's half and half. He has to give half of all his revachim and then Meil will get half of the schar. But Pachas Mizel lo matzinu. Pachas Mizel will be tztaka. But the Meil of Ki'ilu hu loymed ba'atzmo to make this shutfas and this heskim has to be half and half mamish. What's that? So right, so okay, so we'll see. In some of the other places that they say you can go kafi hadraga, and that's like, I think, you know, Nissen Krell, there's a lot of things, it's a sniff of Yisachar Zvulun. But Moshe is understanding this is a chiddush hakra, you could split it halfway, the sulay.
Shouldn't
it be about the kinyan? What's that? Yeah, so we'll see. We're going to see other shitas. Moshe was understanding that because the Torah is mechadish, this shutfis, that you're taking half my schar, so you have to give me half of your revachim. It has to be mamish shutfis. Okay, so we're pointing out, then it'll be Tully, you know, it's a little mud, because it'll be Tully, someone who's making millions of dollars, and someone who's making, you know, $100,000, so it'll be a nafkamina, how much he has to give to this Talmud Chacham, who Batsim doesn't need that much. Taka, that's what Moshe says, very shtarf. That on the Revach, yeah, he doesn't have to give half, right. It'll be like Hilchos Tzedakah, that it goes on his Revachim. So Lamaisa, and then Ramosha says, you know, there's this Shaila net, like, and so we'll see in some of the Hantiger plays, because they ask, so Lamaisa, do you really lose the schar? Is he Yitachin, Yisachar, sitting and learning, steiging all day, talking to the schar? It's like, Moshe, push it, of course you lose your schar. It's a regular shutfus, this is the chiddush of the Torah, you lose half your schar. Now, what does that mean, Klape Shemaya? I don't know, Ramosha knew. In some of these farms, they said, they asked Chaim Kanievsky, he said, in Yana Melu, Ein Lanu Shum Hasaga, what's the schar, Mhabi, you lose half your schar, you get more than schar. He says, we don't know, we don't understand. So Rav Moshe just understood, it's a Pashto of the Shutfas. I don't know what it means, Klap Ishmaya, but I heard it's like Zakta. What?
I heard it's Leilam, you should be Ivan Amin Ashleda Kamakras.
Okay, so you're saying, is this Lechatchil or Bediavid? To make a.
No, it's Lechatchil. No. The real Kras is Leilam Haba. So if I'm
making
a shudder, that is
nechtin,
so I can sit
and
learn the whole day, and not get
scarred
for this.
Fakir, that's right. Yeah, okay, so we'll see. We're going to get into, is this whole thing l'chatchila b'diyavid, so we're going to get to that. Oh, so Zokta Moshe, that Hagam Lumat Sida, that you have to make a kinyan, and you have to make a shtar, even though the minig was to bring a shtar, and the Maisa for Dari Darius defined that the attacker were shtaros from the Chazanish, they have from Mrs. Alma Meltzer, they have the shtar Yisachar Zvulun, I have over here printed a copy, Diane Fisher, when he, Mr. Zalman made a shutfus with Diane Fisher, Akishol Fisher, and some Gvir, and they made a Heskim. So they attack and made a star. The minute was to make a star. The Maisa, if you make a star, it can't be Chayzer. Well, the Maisa, there's no, it's not necessary to make a star, but it's like the Moshe Avad, you have to make a Heskim. You have to sit down and work it out and make a deal.
Can you make it Zmani?
What's that?
Can you make it?
Yeah, Zmani. Yeah, 20 years, 1 year, 6 months, but whatever the deal is going to be, it has to be a Heskim Yerosh. And Zokter Moshe, this is what we were discussing in terms of Meiser, that Pasha, you can't use most Meiser for this. It's nothing good. Stuck a Bechal. So the Meiser, Yesh Lodin, because we already spoke out that in Hilchas Meiser, Be'etzem, Pashtos, under certain Tanaim, which we discussed by Richos, you could use most Meiser to stand for mitzvahs. It doesn't have to be for Tztaka, for Aniyim Dafka. It's Mashma for Meiser that over here, it's Od Yoter Garua. It's Pasha, a business deal. The Pasha is buying something that's good for you, Schar. So Hagam, that it's a mitzvah, safe call safe to support this guy, but come out, not a mitzvah, Zokta Moshe. It's a pasha of business deal, and you can't use Meiser Ksavim. So these are the four things that Moshe comes out, that based on his Havana, that there's a chiddush of a shutfus of Yisachar and Zvulun, that you have to give half mamish. You lose the yisachar loses half of his schar. There has to be a deal made meirosh, and you can't use most meiser.
So,
what do you mean?
Oh,
so the emes is interesting. Lemaisa klapi hilchas tzedaka. There's halacha you can't take from a guy, even though we'll see there are exceptions. But yeah, stomach's not min haroi. I don't know if his neshama can be makabel v'schar of the. Some place can speak about Yisrael Mummer, and there they talk or Mekel. Goy Mistaminat. So Akopanim Lemaisa, these Pratim, this is all Chayr going with this Mahalach that it's Mashma, it's the Shutva's Gomer. Lemaisa, and all these Pratim, it's come out everything Ramesh says there in the Tshuva, it's all Shani B'machlekes, and there's a lot of different Svaras Lakan in the Paiskim. Lemaisa, just to go through these four Pratim, Lemaisa, what Ramesh said that you have to give him Mamish or Chetzi Chetzi. It's not muchach, it's totally in these two tzadim, but the ma'isa the Chavetz Chaim in a Sefer Shem Olam in Perek Vav over there, Sharis Chaskus, Perek Vav. So there he says, Lehegya, that he does the Zvulun doesn't have to give half of his Ravachim. Just the Yisayda Yisachar Zvulun was that the Zvulun was doyig that Yisachar could sit Peshalva. So, Mel, if I'm making $5 million, he doesn't need $2.5 million to sit Peshalva. Just the Yisayda Zvulun should take care of all Yisachar's Tzachim, and so he should be able to sit Benachas and Peshalva and to learn. And Mel, he's Takazoych to have his Chari, even though he's Taka not giving half of his Tzachim. That's the Chavetz Chaim Gabi that. But Gabi losing the Schar, so they all bring, Maisa Shtikal Stira, but they all bring the Ar Chaim HaKadosh in Shemais. He says, Pasha, that you don't lose your Yisachar doesn't lose any of his Schar. And Avado, they bring, Vad Yosef brings in his tshuva from the Chidah and from the Sefer Afla, that they compare it to like a ner, that the Yisachar is like a ner, and the Zvulun like lights his ner from his ner, but the ner does not mafsid anything. And Avad, you don't lose anything from your Talmud Torah. The Maisa, there's a shtickle steer, there's another Arachayim they found in the Parashat Kisisa, over there it's Mashmi, you do lose your star in Kamakam Harach. But the Maisa, that's what the Arachayim says. And the Maisa, they have, they printed now letters from Rav Shach. So someone asked Rav Shach about making this type of Haskim. Rav Shach was all for it. And Lemaisa, he writes there that he has a Kabbalah from Mr. Zalman that you don't lose, the Yisachar doesn't lose any of his Schar. Shlomo Zalman writes like that in one place. That's Klapi losing the Schar. Legabe using Mos Meiser. So there also, Lakan, some of the Peskim are mistopic, but there is in Chuvas Chalkis Yaakov, also one of the contemporaries of Moshe. So he writes there, as Pashat, you could use Meiser Ksafim, it's Leigarua from any Tztaka, and just it's Tevis Hano, like we saw in the Halachas of Meiser Ksafim, that you're allowed to use Meiser Ksafim to do different mitzvahs, and for Tevis Hano, has to safe be a Tztaka as that. So it's Mashma, he was also understanding it's a Vada, we gathered Tztaka, and you could use Meiser Ksafim. What do you mean? What do you mean? Could you lechatchil? Okay, so we're gonna get to lechatchil with the other. Yeah, we're gonna get to that. One minute. The Maisa Shulchan Aruch and Reishim involved in the beginning. This whole halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah, call issue so chayv v'Talmud Torah. Bein ani bein asher v'chule v'chule. Me she efshaloi lo moed me she ain't yodeya klal lo moed. Oy bnei atir does she ishloi. Then yaspik lachirim halimin. Smash was vul on the call pachas is b'diavet. Yisachar will have to see. Yeah, no. So the mechaber does. Mechaber doesn't bring it, but the mechaber quotes half the Torah. The Ramah finishes off the Torah. V'techashiv ki ilu hu loymid ba'atzma. And then he goes on to the Rabbein Yeruchim Shita about making a ganzer tonight. You're right. The mechaber did leave out that line, but the pshuto is going with the mahalach of the Torah. And the meisim Torah takashtei ki ilu loymid ba'atzma and quotes Yisachar Zvun. Okay, the fourth nekuda is you have to make a Tanai Meirosh, right? So there, the Minchas Yitzchok and Yitzchak Yisankov, some of the contemporary Peskim are mistapik. Minchas Yitzchok is noita that taki, you don't have to, as long as you're giving stock, it happens with Melo. And they point out that this Gemara in Soit and Daf Chafav, it speaks about Shimon Achi Azariah, about the different Amorim who were supported by other people. So Maiso, they point out that Rashi in different places is Mashma Lakan Lakan. This Gemara in Soit is repeated also in the beginning of Zvachim. And Lemaisa, Rashi in different places, Mashma, different things, whether you have to make a Mamash or Heskim or Shutzos. So Lemaisa, Lechayr, these two Mahalchim, that it's all these parts are Lechayr, more or less, Yesh Lefakvek on some of these Nekudas, but more or less can be told in these two Mahalchim that Ramesh learned it was a Shutzos Gomer and nothing to do with Tztaka. So Melo, you can't use Meiser, Melo, you're losing half your Schar, and you have to give Mamash half. Midach Kish, it seems that the other Peskim were Noite more to the Tzad, that Be'etzim, this is really just a Tztaka. And it's a one of the higher dargas at staka, and it's at staka that comes with gevisser skulos and milos. But memelo, you could use my six of him. Memelo, lav dafka, you have to make a heskemirosh. And the vada, you don't have to say that your sucker is going to lose his schar, you know, oilam haba. So lamaisa, it's a little strange, but it will come out l'chayra the way it's mashman shulchan aruch that these two mahalchim in the paiskim, Rav Moshe doesn't really, he doesn't bring the avikas reichel, he doesn't bring the ramal shakar, he just goes with this mashmalos of bein ruchem. Lamaisa, it would seem l'chayra that shtickle that it's machlokes mechaber nama, because mechaber quotes lush natur, doesn't say anything about it tonight, it just says just yaspik l'chayim, just give other people money to kedei lomlid. Lamaisa, it's the Beis Yosef himself is the one in his tshuvas and Afkas Reichel who really said it, who was mashma it's taka shutzvus, and Shulchan Aruch is not mashma like that. We iduch kis is mashma l'fi the Ramah that there's a real heskim and a shutzvus. Fine. So those are some of the nafkaminos, and these are basically the two mahalchim. Now, yeah. Yes, I saw in some of the shtaros in the different schos. They basically say kafi, you know, kafi hamakobel bein avreichim tu sedarim b'shas apnai k'mash efsher bein asmanik k'mash efsher. But yeah, I don't think it's kafi the hours. It's kafi. It's alber zachas. Maybe the zvulun. We're not demanding. However much you make, we take half. So however much you learn, you take half. Elamai. So if he has to be, he has to be a sacher. Stam a batal and learns 20 minutes a day. He can't. So is this lachatchilo b'diavid? Should someone look to be a sacher and sign himself up with the zvulun? Should he not? So l'chayra, you know, I would just like as far as pshuta, I would have thought, you know, if you learn that you lose half your schar, so I would stay away from that. You know, you lose half your schar, talmud Torah. Idach kisa if l'maisa just stuck us, so maybe if I cared. Oh, Rechanami. So this is a svar that someone plays play from the Chazanish. Don't be tzar ayin, klapi them. You know, do a chesed with them, give them a schus. Yeah, Rechanami. So, but l'maisa b'chal, the whole tefillah is not richtig, because b'chal. To be makabel tztaka ba'alma, not yisach as well. Makabel tztaka ba'alma, in order to be oisik b'atayra. So there's, you know, there's read about this, and it's mefursim. This is the das of the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch and the Reish Mevav. The Rambam, if you read what the Rambam kipshutai, so it sounds like he's not so into it. Kala meisim al libo ilasik b'atayra v'loy lasoyis melachol espayris menat tztaka reiz mechal l'ashem v'vaz atayra sh'asol lehenes b'divri tayra. So this is the Rambam. The Maisa, the Ramah here in Hemshech brings the Shita of the Tashbitz. Tashbitz was Choyuk on the Rambam. And held brought rice from the Gemara, state in Gemara Yuma, Hakoyin HaGadol Me'achiv, state that the Gemara says, Gadol B'Ashirus, that Fakeret, there's an Indian to be Ma'ashot Amin Ducham, and to give them money and to support them. So, Lamaisa, that's a Shaila Be'etzim, whether B'Yisoid, in the Oifim L'Chatchila, it would have been L'Chatchila, not Tachas L'Maisa, all the Poiskim say, Bezman HaZeh, it's the Shach and the Taz, Afanart, and all the Poiskim, the Beis Yosef already himself on that Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, they all say that this was all Bezmanehem, where it was Shaykh, that this to be, a person could work and learn, and still Shtayg, and still come to God this entire, the Vada Bezmanehem, it's Pashut, they all say that it's a mitzvah, and it's L'Chatchila to take money to learn, because otherwise, the Shtach HaChtayim Yisrael, the Shach has a whole Rikos here, and the Reish Mevav, it's a Vada Bezmanenu L'Chatchila. But B'Yisoid, that's in B'Yisoid, it's not so Pashut. The Rabbam, at least at some point in history, held there was such a Darga that it would be B'Diyevit to take money to learn. So L'Maisa, there's over there in Reish Mevav, the Archaim in his parish in Yardei, in Rishon LeTzion, he tells us that that's all Agabe Stam taking Tztaka, because this is B'Yisoid, you're being supported. You're taking support in order to learn, and that's a business of Chol Hashem. Hashem can talk there, but even l'fi the Rambam, even in the L'chatchila, the Gematzev of the Rambam, where you shouldn't take money stam to sit and learn, but a shutus yisachar and zvulun, that avad was always L'chatchila, even l'fi the Rambam. And Taka the Medayik that a little bit from Shulchan Aruch, because the Rambam brings this Rambam about not take L'chatchila, not taking money, but yisachar zvulun is also brought. It's clear no stira. So Tanya, here if I care it, here it's, you're not stop taking support to learn it. This is a business deal. You're making an ASIC and a shutzvus. So melos lachatchila gomer. What's that? Yes, yeah, so yesh lodin, right? Yesh lodin that it might only be Yufir Moshe. That's how he's learning. Yeah, it's not 100% clear, but it could be. So, and the mice is interesting. I saw in one of these svarim that they bring that. That Lamaisa, you know, the Velt knows that the Rambam was a doctor, so like that's the Raya, you know, it's the Rambam Shita that you're supposed to, and you're not supposed to be Nene from Divrei Torah to make a Parnasa. So I don't know how much of Bar Samcha the Sefer is, but they quote that there was a Sefer printed in the 1800s, Igris Vitruvus Meharambam. I don't know where it's from or what it is, but Lamaisa, so they bring over there that that Be'emes, before the Rambam was a doctor, so Be'etzim, he was a kol young man. And that he had a brother, Rabbi David, who supported him, and he sat and learned. He had no sheikh, he wasn't a doctor. And then his brother was at sea, and he drowned at sea with all his possessions. And the Mela, the Rambam had no money, so he had to go, then he went to go be a doctor. So the Mela, next time someone tells you to be a doctor, tell him the Rambam was really. So Maisa, there's a shtaker tzad, that even through the Rambam Shita, that Be'etzim be Yisayid, which is a machlok by itself, Tash B'tzitzchaylik, that Yisachar Zulun is an Ander Maisa. And the Maisa, in the Sefer Kesarosh, they bring from Chayiv Elazhiner, and the Igros from the Chazanish, that basically a lot of the Gedolim were asked this Shaila, and they said it's Lechatchila and Fakert, they said this Svara, that it's Tzaris Ayin, to be Ma'ake from other people, from having us have Shutvas and a Chaylik in your Talmud Torah, and Mele Tzabad Lechatchila. It's not 100% of a Muslim, and some of the Svarim Lekan, you see that maybe on some Dargo would be Taka Lechatchila, not to give away your Schar, not to sell your Talmud Torah. The Maisa Bizmanenu that we take money Marashach, like the Poskim all say in the Inner Shemab, so certainly would be at least a Bidiyavid, but there is a Tzad that even on the Darg of Lechatchila, since you're making a Shutfus, whether or not you're losing your Schar, Yeshladun, but that it's still it's part going to be Lechatchila to make a Shutfus Yisach as well. And the Maisa, that's what seems the Hanagar, Bishu Zalman, the Chazanish, they have the Nuschals, the Shtars that they personally made for themselves and for other people to enter into a Shutfus of Yisach and Zul.
That's just Tantu, you don't style, like,
make himself into an ani.
Give other people mitzvahs to stand for.
I'm saying a person who's in a matzah where he needs the money, so then it's the chatchila. Maisa, there's a shayla. Ramesh himself writes, Lashitasai, that doesn't has nothing to do with really rich or poor, even if a person has kadei tzarcho. A lot of the places can say that, avad with Yisach, you're talking about, you shouldn't stand go looking to take people's money if you have kadei tzarcho. But in a matziv where you need it, and it's a shayla of learning to chatchak, or it's a shayla of needing a little extra, then it's l'chatchila. Like that's what in Rav Shach's Michtar he writes, that avada in your matziv, taking money is going to allow you to learn more baravchus and more b'nuchas and nefesh, so then avada, it's l'chatchila. What's that? Taking from Mumra, yeah. Yes, yeah, so we'll see. That's really, it's in the halachas in... Rishon Aleph, or is it Rishon? Yeah, Yishua Avarin Mezid. Oh no, that's in terms of that's in terms of giving tzedakah, taking tzedakah. Yeah, Kipshuta. It's yeah. No, even Latiyavin, even Lahachas. Yeah, this is the Shail. I mean, he's doing a lot of aveiros, so we should not let him do one mitzvah. I mean, let him do a mitzvah. Why not? It's not pashut though. Okay, we'll see. Hopefully in the Hemshech. Okay, so that's Lagabe the Heskim of Yisachar and Zvulun. So Maisa in Rishon Tes, just in a few minutes. So there's the Ches Milas of the Rambam, different Madrigas of Tzedakah, and again, so these halachas, we'll see that we have to really make a spalt, and Rishon and Aleph, we're going to see Dine Kadima, who to give Tzedakah to first, give this Karav, this Shachin, I need Eretz Yisrael, I need Ircha. Here we're not talking about who to give first, but rather whoever you're going to give to, how to give. And that's all halachas are being said over here, Sefer Panim Yafas, in a way that he doesn't chop your giving, in a way that you don't know who you're giving to. Lamaisa has nothing to do with Dina Kadima, in terms of who to give to, that's a different call. So Lamaisa, one of the kuz here is Sefer Panim Yafas, and the Shach brings from the Smag, that Be'etzem, the Smag learns is a lav, that if you give someone, Panim Zuyafas, with angry, upset, in a way that's Mitzarim, so you talk over on a lav, of Lo Yere Lavavcha B'sitcholet. And the Maisa, the Machaber says, Hifsid Schusay, you say, Mafsid your Schus, it's Mashma, you're Mafsid, maybe your Gantz Schus and Staka. It's Nishpashut, there's an Avni Miluim Taka. He's talking about Kfiya by Tztaka, so he learns that the Hifzit Chuso is the Hemshech LePasach. Shteit Al Yira Levovcha Besit Chaloi, Ki Beglal Hadavra Zeh Yivorach Hashem Lokecha B'chol Ma'is Yadcha. So he learns that the Hifzit Chuso means the Schus of being Zoiche in Ashiros and the Schus of all the Skulas in Be'olim Hazeh, that's what you lose, but rather the Schus of the Mitzit Tztaka you have. Okay, in the Ershta Mail here, it's Mavur. Should point out a few nekudas here. In the Ershta Maila of the Rambam, it's mavur that halva, at least the Rambam paskins that halva is taka mitzvah tzedaka. So if a person will give money to a gemach, even though it's going to come back to him, so kipshuta is being kai mitzvah tzedaka. Chavetz Chaim is a little mefakfik, so shtuk arichas, I don't want to go into it now. He's mefakfik that maybe it's not a davar muskim in the Rishonim, but the Chavetz Chaim certainly says that if you're makdish money to always loan, that even when you get it back, you're going to re-loan it, then that lakuli alma, if the old Rishonim, be a kiyam of mitzvah tzedaka. Okay, let me just point out for a minute here that so in Sif Yudalid, so it's from the Gemara in Bab Basra, the Gemara says Toivu Tempruto La'ani Kodim Kol Tefila. So the Gemara is already telling us that there's Zmanim is Sugolim for Nesina Tzedakah. So here it's before Tefila. Somehow it's Moil Kabbalah Pnei Shechina to help you daven better. Tefila should be in a scabble better. So Maisa, we find different places, a few in the Mishnah Berurah, a few in other Svarim, different Zmanim that are Mesugol for Tzedakah. Maisa L'gabi Tefila, the Birkei Yosef already brings over here, that it's a shaila about night. That he brings that the Arizal did not give at night before davening, because it's Zman Hadin, male, it's not a Zman Mesugol for all the Nyanim of Tzedakah. Maisa, the place can all point out, Avad, if an Ani comes to you at night, an Avad you have to give, and there's no, you can't be Ma'akiv at night, even if you're Noyag, I'll pee the Kabbalah of the Arizal, like the Birkei Yosef, that not to the Dafka give before davening at night, but Avad, if an Ani comes, you have to give. Okay, so what are other Zmanim Mesugolim to give Tzedakah? So there's an Elyu Rabba in Kuf Yud by Hilchos Tfilos HaDerech. So he brings already from the Rishonim, from a smag, that before someone travels, so that's a Zman Mesugol to give Tzedakah for a Shmira. It's the minute people make a Shliach Mitzvah. Kavachayim Meis over there speaks out that, you know, usually people look for someone to give them money to be a Shliach to give Tzedakah when they get wherever they're going. Meis, the Kavachayim says you can do it with yourself also. Just be makdish some money, put it aside, and then whenever you get there, you give Tzedakah. One of the other Bavustim Minhagim, the Ben Shchai, brings that before Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, a woman who's, you know, this man that's Mesugol to daven, the Meis Rabbeinu Yoina, they bring for Rabbeinu Yoina and Geres Teshuva, that stam, every time a person gives Tzedakah, it's also a Zman Mesugol to daven for your children, because it's an Eisratim Machmas the Mitzvah. So Ben Shchai says Dafka before near Shabbos. There's a Shla. They bring a Shla. The Shla in Maseches Tamid. So the Shla there says that a woman goes into her ninth month, she gives Tzedakah because it's also for a school and for a Shmira. Gets her a lot of Inyanim from Shmira. The Mishnah Berurah in two other things here. The Mishnah Berurah in Tavka Samachov and Hilchos Tainius. They bring some Gemara Brachas. Igur Tanisa Tzikasa. Person should be Makbid Dafka on a Yom HaTainus to give Tzedakah. Mostly they speak about Tishbav, they say all who had in Tishbav is Zman Tainus. And one other Nakuda is one of the Zman, this is the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Mem, it's a Shtakal Kapara, not Al Shmir, but Al Kapara. So the halacha there is that if someone's tefillin falls, so mostly if they fall in their case, so really there the Mishnah Berurah says, Maker Adin, you just give a Prutah Tzedakah. But if they fall, Shaloi Benatikam, if they fall open, so mostly Mishnah Berurah says, really you have to fast. You have to be Mesana. Most of the place can say that because of the Chol Shel HaGuf, they bring from a Devar Chaim ready, that you can be paid to the fast with Tzedakah. But Lamaisa, then it's not enough to give Stam HaPruta, so some of the places speak out that whatever person, however much food he would eat in one day, you're paid to that, the cost of his meals for one day, you're paid to that with Tzedakah, that's if it falls without its Kisui. With a Kisui, then it's only just to give a Mashu Tzedakah for a Kapar.